Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Ball game. Cubs win.
They finish off a three-game sweep over the White Sox.
Sing that song.
Have to hear that song again.
Friends in the stands, talking to people with White Sox jerseys on, White Sox fans talking to guys with Cubs jerseys on. So I think it's a great, great atmosphere for fans.
A White Sox winner and a world championship. The White Sox have won the World Series.
Chicago, second team no more.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The city of Chicago erupted. It was a thrilling, emotional time. And we think we even saw some White Sox fans smiling, which, Mr. President, brings us to you.
That's enough of that, Lackey. That's enough of that BS.
Jimenez in the air, left field. He's your hero tonight. Welcome to Wrigley. Thanks, Cubs.
I just hate Wrigley Field.
They got rats big in the pit.
There's always an edge to the fan base here at this park. Part of the issue at Wrigley Field is everyone's had so much fun, they don't even know what the score is, nor do they care.
We told you, Willie loves hitting against the White Sox.
That's higher than the ball.
Going to Wrigley Field is kind of like an event, or let's go to a party. Coming here to the south side is, I had a bad day at work, and I'm going to take it out on everybody at the ballpark.
Michael Jordan has tied up the ball game with a ground double to left. And this crowd has seen what it came here for.
White Sox take the lead. Adrian Pierzynski says, take that, Cubs fans.
Pierzynski knocked over the catcher, Barrett. There's a fight behind home plate. Barrett punched Pierzynski right in the grill.
Those guys up north, they're not going anywhere. They're going to be good for a while. And I don't like the Cubs. And it's going to be great to see our guys come out there and kick some Cub ass, I'm telling you right now.
Cubs versus White Sox fans.
You're a damn liar. Goodbye.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Boy, do we have a show for you today. The whole crew is in the house. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Oh, man, did I love that. Hello from Chris Tannehill. Man, we are lucky to live in this two-team town in terms of baseball with different fan bases, ballpark experiences, and genuine rivalry between the fan bases. I saw people in my building wearing White Sox gear today, like ready to represent.
Yeah, put your colors on.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this is.
It is.
And the Cubs are the Cubs. The White Sox have turned a corner as an org, as I've been saying for a while now. And on the big league field, they've won 5 of 6. They've scored more runs than any team in baseball since the All-Star break. Number one with 49 runs scored. They've only played 6 games. A lot of teams have played 7, and they've only played 6, and they've scored more runs than anybody. This should be fun as hell tonight. Imanaga and Adrian Hauser to kick things off.
I hope that the weather allows for there to not be any disruption. Like, I don't mind if the game starts late, but I don't want it to start and then there be, like, not that I can control it. Roger Bosser can. He can make a call to the Pope. They can call God.
Sodfather's in charge.
Yeah. You know, like, I want to make sure that this game gets played in its entirety and there's not any issues. Like, well, the bullpen, we had to do this because the starter sat for an hour. Like, nothing like that.
I regret that I will not be hosting Hit and Run on Sunday morning. But that's... I know. Sorry, Chuck. But
I'm doing it.
Are you doing it?
No.
Oh, you'd be great at it.
Thank you. It's very nice of you to say.
You'd kill that. I don't know. Actually, I don't know who's doing it. Because I'm doing pregame, postgame, and the fifth inning of play-by-play right here.
All right.
Why
didn't you tell us this until now?
I am. I'm telling you right now because we got a lot of stuff going on. We're busy people. But, Sunday I get pre-post in the fifth inning.
Did you just remember?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Did Christine just text you and tell you?
It's this Sunday. You're not doing the anthem yet. You're doing... No, she didn't, but she's usually on the case with that. But I get to be part of the Cubs radio crew for Cubs Sox on the South Side. Let's effing go, man.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad that you're going to have that opportunity.
Thank you, my dude.
That's fun stuff. Oh, we're going to talk with Steve Stone in about 12 minutes, and that's going to be a lot of fun as well. Tim Hardaway is going to be in studio. I didn't bring a ball, but we can ask him about the killer crossover. That's something that we're going to do.
The man has skills.
Mad skills. I'm just trying to keep him away from Alex. When it'll be your responsibility to get Mr. Hardaway up here, because at some point someone downstairs is going to ask,
does he
like hip hop music?
Mm-hmm.
And would he like to invest? Never mind. Anyway,
are we in the chatty security guard formation? Are we today?
We are.
It doesn't look
Adam Amin caught it last time, so
it doesn't look like. I think we're going to be okay rotationally there from that particular thing that goes on.
Get him in the back.
Shout out to my guy Smitty.
So who's the enforcer here? Who's Tim Hardaway's enforcer? Who's the big man that can block somebody out?
I got him. Rick Mahorn. He's coming in to do the job. I don't think they were ever teammates, but Mahorn is still ready to do the job.
Let's get Twan Walker. We just get two Southsiders.
That's
just
a great call.
Have him walking through, and he can take care of it. But I'm sure that guy would
phenomenal.
This is the same guy would be like, "Yo, Twan,
I want that visual of Antoine Walker." Antoine Walker setting picks on the security guard for Tim Hardaway to go by untouched.
He's going to have to. Yeah. All right. So look, there's Bear stuff for us to talk about for a few minutes before we talk with Stoney. And let me just preface this with, and you know me, Spiegs, I am the mayor of Worrytown, but I also am a pragmatist, okay? It is only a few days of Bears practice that's gone on, and we need to keep that into perspective, that this is a new offense that Caleb Williams is running, and that needs to be kept into perspective.
Yeah, because people are freaking out about stats.
Yeah, that part I don't like. But
it's the inaccuracy.
It's, yes.
And some of the sloppiness as he gets adjusted and accustomed and the media is getting a chance to watch.
I think that a lot of this, at least through the first week of practice. So let's call it the first five practices, okay?
Okay.
So what, we're through three?
The first five practices. Just wanted to call it. Were you all calling that together?
His name was Robert Ball.
Exactly right.
So they'll have a padded practice on Monday. So look at it that way and say, okay, now that you have an idea of what is being asked of you, how do you do? And I think that if we're in the same place next week where a lot of the reports are like, things are not going great, you would be surprised at how many of those texts, not you, because I told you.
Right, so I will not be surprised.
But you, the Score listener, would be surprised at how many text messages I've gotten over the last couple of days and be like, a little pitchy, dog.
So, because usually, you, as the mayor of Worrytown, it's been about, injuries or Ryan Poles or things like that. This is a broader topic, like, is our number one QB pick going to be bad?
Yeah, and it's
like, little, that's scary.
It's still a little early for that level of, like, the DEFCON level doesn't need to be dropped to that point. And you do have to keep in mind that this is new, and they're asking him to do stuff that he wasn't doing.
All right, good.
And there is a level of expectation.
You sound like a Worrytown mayor who is simply just trying to hold everything steady. You're not looking to attract more people. You're not out there selling Worrytown.
Right. But we did
this
get...
This is the mayor talking.
All right.
There he is.
Oh, I got my own thing now?
The mayor of Worrytown.
Oh, that's very nice of you guys.
I believe he has higher political aspirations.
Yes.
I believe he wants to be the governor of the entire state of Worry. But Worrytown.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Yes, Worry is the state. Worrytown is not too far from the county seat
of Worryville,
the metropolis that is Worryville.
The plan is to put a shovel on the ground.
Well, you're running out of time for that.
Yeah. One of the things I always look at coming home to the city is I always look for cranes in the air.
Lawrence is out here wanting to get cranes in the air in Worrytown and build it up with those political aspirations. But I'm not ready to go to Worrytown about Caleb Williams just yet.
Oh, well, perhaps I could interest you in something else to go to Worrytown about.
Okay.
You know how we talked with Jalen Johnson? And remember how they were like, oh, well, he's going to be down for...
3 weeks.
Well, they didn't say 3 weeks. People assumed 3 weeks.
He said a few weeks. A few is three.
I've always felt that a few is four, but whatevs. now we have a better understanding of how long Jalen Johnson is going to be out, that courtesy of one Brad Biggs.
You kind of use your decoder when football coaches talk about injuries, right? When they open up with he's plural weeks for Jalen Johnson, okay, the first thing that pops into my mind is, okay, he's out a month.
Oh.
This is the mad talking.
All right, all right.
The music is very, I was like going to say presidential. I guess it's mayoral.
Sure.
We all know Lawrence has aspirations to go much higher than mayor of Worry Town. We all know that. True. And other things as well.
The governor of Worry.
The governor of Worry itself.
When's the primary for the governor's spot? It's a gubernatorial primary.
Alex, you are the producer. You should know this.
Alex,
stuff.
It's the Tuesday after Labor Day. That's what it is.
I just can't believe Lawrence has already subcontracted out all the parking meters in Worry Town.
That's a questionable deal. That's a questionable deal.
For 99
deal.
Years, Danny. For 99 years.
Why so long?
It really didn't make any sense.
It really
Talk
doesn't.
Talk about not being able to get out of something.
And like, it's a company from Germany or something, right?
Yeah, it's not great.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
My God.
I dig that.
All right, so, yeah, I was going to be worried at 5 weeks. I told you 5 weeks I'd worry, and I'd be interested in some of your vacant lots, although I worry about those vacant lots.
Which is why we have a nice one-bedroom condo for you over right above the vacant lots.
I love yesterday Jason Leisure said, see, you're worried about what's in the vacant lots. You'll fit right in over there in Worrytown.
I also had someone who was up at Hallis who listens to this show text me and say, Worrytown is way underpopulated. Way.
In terms of Jalen or in terms
in
of
the whole thing up there.
What I don't like is when worry is cynicism. You said you're a pragmatist.
And I'm skeptical.
And skeptical. So that's where we are. Like, you got to figure out how much is skepticism, how much is pragmatism, and how much is lazy cynicism. And I will give you credit for not being lazy when it comes to cynicism. I've seen that before, and I've accused other people of that before.
I think we're thinking of the same person.
Some of them worked on this very radio station, etc. But you're not doing that, so why you're the mayor.
We're hoping, you know, we'll see after the primary on Tuesday after Labor Day kind of where things stand. But I feel like I'm going to have a lot of support by then. I hope that I don't. I hope that I can abdicate the role of mayor of Worrytown.
Well, because 4 weeks for Jalen Johnson means he misses both joint practices. And he needs as much practice rolling joints as anybody, I would assume.
Wow.
I'm just saying what joint practice. No. So he would
Alex is going to get all of that practice.
He really is.
He's going to the joint practices.
But the joint practices are a big deal.
They are a big deal.
With the other teams. He's going to miss that.
I've already run through my scenario on this, that the thing that is keeping me up at night, the idea of, Jalen misses 4 weeks. And then it's like, hey, is he going to play in that last preseason game? No, we'll simulate all the stuff that he needs in practice. Oh, okay. And then Monday night comes up and they're like, well, we put Tyreek on Justin Jefferson because, you know, Jalen wasn't quite ready. And then Jordan Addison goes for 150 and two tutties, unless, of course, he gets popped for that DUI and then he gets suspended for 3 weeks.
Right.
And then on Tuesday on all the national shows is J.J. McCarthy better than Caleb Williams?
All right, $50 says Jalen Johnson plays 90% of the snaps on that Monday night. 95% of the snaps on that Monday night.
Okay.
Want to make that deal?
I will take that bet.
Okay.
I will take that bet. Are we donating it, or are we just like, this is just me and you?
How about lunch for the show?
I dig that. Let's do that.
Lunch for the show. I'd say that Jalen Johnson will be playing, 90% of the snaps?
That's your number.
Yeah.
I'll take that number.
All right, 90% of the snaps on the opener on Monday night for Jalen Johnson against the Vikings.
I like that.
Regardless of how this camp works out.
I dig that. That's a fair bet.
Done deal.